Teddy Platt, what do you think you're doing jumping out at me like that? I've spilt all the milk now.
But you ought to have seen your face.
It's not the least bit funny. Boy, your mother and I don't know what to do with you. This whole week, ever since those redcoats left, you've been trouble times 10.
Oh, I'm just having fun, Grandmother.
Was it fun to lock the rooster in the barn with the tomcat?
It created quite the row.
And scared the feathers off that poor rooster. And then, trapping kind Mr. Ludwig up in the hayloft.
I brought the ladder back after 20 minutes. He didn't seem too awfully upset.
He was spitting nails. I highly doubt he'll be coming around to help us out anymore. Oh, boy, you must learn. Your mother's had all she can handle from you.
Yes, Mom.
We'll need to talk about this more after school. Now, be off with you.
Right, settle down, thank you. Now, if you'd all take out your grammar books, we'll be working on... Teddy Platt, get this frog out of my schoolhouse. I know this is your doing.
Yes, Mrs. Henry. Come on, Froggy.
Settle down. Can you catch the thing, please?
Got you. And out the window you go.
Oh, thank you. Class, you may go ahead and go out for your break.
I'm sorry, miss.
Teddy, I tried to be lenient with you after the excitement of the soldiers coming to town. And I'm afraid I've been too lenient.
Oh, you needn't be afraid of that.
But just this week, you've glued poor Sally White's pigtails together and replaced Sam's lunch with a bunch of pine cones.
It was funny when he thought his mother expected him to eat that.
And now, a frog. You've become insolent and incorrigible. I've kept you in and given you extra tasks, but neither has had any effect. Now, I shall have to do what I've never yet done to you. Hold out your hand.
Miss?
Hold still for the ruler. One, two, three. Now you can go home. I will dispense with your attendance for the rest of the day.
Yes, Mum.
Teddy? Is that you?
Yes, Grandmother.
Are you skipping out of school again? Boy...
I was given the switch and sent home. I'm a terrible boy.
Well, I'm not arguing with you there. Now, get out from behind those hay bales so that we can talk properly.
Grandmother, what does the Queen do when her soldiers are defeated?
I really don't know. I suppose she's sorry for them.
Does she turn them out of her army?
Oh, no.
What does God do when his soldiers stop fighting so hard and get trampled by their enemy?
Well, I suppose he's sorry too.
I've let Bully get the best of me and join the enemy. And that's being a deserter. And now I will never, ever be able to go back again. I've disgraced my banner. And I've disgraced my button.
Now look here, Teddy. You've been a bad boy. I'm not arguing with that. But if we fall in the mud, it doesn't do much good to just stay there. The only thing to do is pick ourselves up again, get ourselves cleaned off, and then walk more carefully. Can you do that?
I don't think my captain will have me.
Your captain is the one who'll pick you up, if you ask him. He'll clean you up first rate and set you on your legs again. I'm not as good at remembering verses as your mother, but this one I do know. A just man falls down 7 times, but he gets back up again.
I think I'd like to be alone now, Grandmother.
Very well, Teddy.